All right, what's going on, Facebook Live? Welcome to our friends listening on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm going to do a little instant reaction podcast here to Iowa State's 24-10 loss to Texas tonight. First of all, I want to thank our presenting sponsor. As always, that is the McFarland Clinic, Doctors Warmy, Buck, and Greenwald, longtime supporters of Cyclone Fanatic, your weekend warrior. Got kids who play sports, anything up there in the Ames area, McFarland Clinic, those are your guys. They're proud supporters of ours, and we'd love to tell you guys about them. All right. Where do we start with this one? It was such a, you know, I'm kind of just working it through my mind, just like most of you guys probably are, because there's going to be like the emotional hot takes, and man, I get all that. Like Iowa State was, you kind of look at it like a win away. You thought, assuming that they would beat Kansas State next week, which we all should know that you don't assume anything. But that Oklahoma State upset happens right before the game, and you're all control your own destiny, biggest game in history. Then you come out and lose by 14, and I think there's naturally a, Iowa State choke, nut cup game, that whole type of deal. I don't know. I don't feel that way. The better team won tonight. I mean, I think it was pretty convincing. I don't think Iowa State choked, I guess. Like, I can sit here and honestly say that Texas is better than Iowa State. At least they were tonight. Like, and it really wasn't close. You know, think back to, like, because it's the most recent, the 2004-2005 games, right? Where Iowa State was playing to go to the Big 12 championship game, and the missed kicks and all that. Like, I always felt back in the day, like, Iowa State had to do it then, otherwise, because the whole thing was going to fall through. It wasn't sustainable, right? I don't feel that way here. Iowa State is going to come up short. They're not going to win the Big 12 this year. Having said that, there's still a – I think next year's team will be better. I think when Texas comes to Ames in November next year, that will be a game with the same type of significance that we saw tonight. I think Iowa State will be in that spot. So my point is, this isn't like, oh, sky is falling because it's going to take another 4 or 5 years to rebuild, right? Do you guys understand what I'm saying, where I'm going with that? Again, this is why we do the Instant Reaction Podcast, because it's all very raw. So I need to process this a little bit more myself, and I'll write about that later on in the week. But yeah, I mean, the analysis of this game is that one team was significantly better. Boom. Not much more to it than that. So a couple updates from post game just got done. As you can see, I'm in Austin. Brock Purdy's fine. It wasn't a situation where he got pulled because of an injury. Pretty sure it was a deal where they're trying to keep him, not just, you don't want to get killed before next week. So if you're worried about that, if you're wondering about that, we need to keep an eye on the DeAndre Payne situation. That one seems a little more dire. I don't know the specifics of it. Campbell didn't really give us an update other than that he would tell us on Tuesday. But Payne's deal looked bad, and you hope that he can be back for next week. But I don't really think that he probably will be, but stay tuned. I don't know that for sure. And, you know, I'm going to write a deal to cover the game. The silver lining of all this is that they can still win 6 Big 12 games, which would be the first time in program history. If they win next week, that would be the first time in program history. So that's a deal you can check off the list. Still go 8-4, which would be the second best season in the modern day history of Iowa State football. Of course, that 2000 team won 9 games. If they can go 8-4, I mean, macro looking at things, like, we're all disappointed because the Big 12 title was in front of you and it didn't happen. However, if you know get out of the emotion and take a step back, it could still be one of the best seasons in school history. So there you go. Some quick analysis. I've got a ton of video from post game, and I'm gonna be up all night writing. And then I'm flying out of here at 6 a.m. tomorrow. So we'll be back. Women's basketball tomorrow, playing for a championship. That'll be great. Maui starts on Monday. A lot to be excited about. Thanks for watching to our Facebook audience. Thanks for listening to the podcast listeners on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. And we'll have more coverage for you guys coming up.